more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Tuesday. I am Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. Great to have you here on 1320 WILS. Tonight, Todd Corser will be here. We'll find out why the judge in his case, in the perjury case, the felony charges he's facing, why the judge has been taken out of the case. Some very some startling new details. Also, we'll get into the breaking news of a federal judge knocking down Donald Trump's executive order dealing with sanctuary cities, saying that he cannot pull funding from the cities. Let's begin, though, with a brand new study from Anderson Economic Group looking at the business tax burdens companies face across the country. How did Michigan rank? Patrick Anderson with us, CEO and founder of Anderson Economic Group. Patrick, great to have you on WILS.
All right, good evening.
Yeah, you've been doing this for many years, this study, right?
Right. The Anderson Economic Group's been doing this objective measure of business taxes across all 50 states for over 10 years, and it's the best study of its type with actual data that you can see with the each type of tax identified in all 50 states ranked. It's an important thing for employers to know and for citizens to know when they're listening and trying to decide how much should we tax our businesses.
Briefly, beyond just the simple tax rate, what kinds of things are you looking at?
Well, in Michigan, it's interesting. A lot of people think, well, we have a corporate income tax. We do, in fact, have a corporate income tax. But the biggest tax that is paid by employers is a property tax. And after that, we have sales taxes. And after that, unemployment compensation taxes. And then finally, corporate income tax and individual income taxes paid by the owners, often of small and medium-sized businesses. It adds up to $14 billion worth of taxes levied on businesses in Michigan.
It sounds like just a pile of taxes. What do you think the effect it has on the business community, then?
Well, we are much better now, I'll tell you, than we used to be. One of the things that I'm happy about in my career is my chance to work with Brooks Patterson to repeal the single business tax, the hated single business tax that had been on our state for decades. Mm-hmm. With the repeal of the single business tax and its successor, and the replacement of just a single tax only on corporations and not a double tax on all these other businesses, we're now in the top 20. So we're at 16th in the country. We're not in the top 10. We're behind Ohio. We're behind Indiana in the Midwest. But we're much more competitive than we used to be, and we're, in fact, ahead of the average state.
Is it clear that the lower the tax burden, the more businesses thrive in a given state?
It's pretty clear from evidence from decades of research, including some of the research that I've done, that taxes matter. It's not so clear exactly which tax and how it's levied. And the evidence about tax incentives is much more mixed. A lot of tax incentives don't appear to be that effective. Others are very important. But for Michigan, if we want to be competitive with other states, we need to stay on the competitive end of the range. And we're clearly doing much better now. If you look at our unemployment rate at 5%, back in the days when our tax burden was amongst the worst in the country, we'd typically be dealing with a 9% unemployment rate or 8%. Mm-hmm. So now we're much more competitive, and it does show up in terms of more jobs.
We're talking to Patrick Anderson, CEO of Anderson Economic Group, right here on 1320 WILS. I'm curious what your thoughts about President Trump's plan tomorrow that we're hearing he's going to come out with a 15% corporate tax. Is that going to affect Michigan in any given way?
Sure it would. Michigan is a big export state, big import state. We deal in international trade. A lot of businesses do, and it's not just Ford and GM. For example, Anderson Economic Group does work around this country and in other countries. So this is the kind of thing that affects a lot of employers here. Clearly, the United States has too high of a corporate income tax. It's pretty much accepted that we have too high of a tax rate and lots of incentives, deductions, and other things baked into our tax code. Some kind of reform that reduces the tax rate, even if it eliminates some of the other provisions in it, would clearly be good for the United States.
Well, whether you're looking at a state like Michigan or federally, Democrats say, look, you cut the tax rate, you're cutting revenue. Federally, we're going to have a much higher budget debt, is what they're saying. What's the real evidence of what happens when we cut tax rates?
If you have a tax that's unusually burdensome and you reduce the rate or reduce the total burden, including the compliance burden, there's plenty of evidence of cases where we actually got more taxes in the country. I mean, in the aggregate, if you look at the Reagan-era tax cuts, we ended up with more federal income tax after than we did before. But I'm not one that says, you know, every tax, if you reduce the rate, you get more revenue or you get less revenue. You have to look at them individually. Mm-hmm. Clearly, for the U.S. business tax, there's feeling, and we've actually identified that there's a very, very large amount of money that is American money that's overseas because of the very high tax rate. I think you're going to see one of the features of the Trump plan, and even if it's not his, it's going to be in some of the others, are to allow that money to come back in at a reasonable tax rate and get it back to the United States. Yeah, that is definitely going to produce more revenue for us.
With the big three here, do you think a lot of it will end up coming back to Michigan specifically?
I think we will see some money come back to Michigan. And in any case, even if it technically comes into, say, a Delaware company that does business in Michigan, that still means employers in Michigan are better off and more likely to invest here.
Talking to Patrick Anderson, the Anderson Economic Group. So I want to get back to your study, looking at the business tax burden across the U.S. What is which state has the least burden on business?
Right now, Oklahoma and Oregon are the most competitive states in the country in the top 10. We also have Ohio and Indiana are very close to the top 10. So those are the most competitive states. If you look at some of the recurring difficult states, and interesting, Wyoming, because they levy so much severance taxes, meaning taxes on mining interests are very expensive, and Alaska similarly that way. But if you really look at our competitors, look in the Midwest.
Yeah, you talk about Ohio and Indiana, right? What is it? How is the burden so much less there?
Ohio has done a very good job at reducing what had been a fairly expensive tax burden. You look, the governor that's there, the governor that preceded him, have done a lot of work. They bought ads in the Wall Street Journal, and they bought ads in papers that were shown to business people in Michigan to tout how they're reducing their tax burden, and that's been effective. So now they're getting close to being in the top 10, and Indiana's clearly in the top 10. Indiana has, for a couple decades, been the leader in the Midwest in terms of the lowest business tax burden.
Now, what is that? Do they have a lower corporate tax, or how is it the tax burden's lower?
If you look at the individual states, and actually this is a good spot to mention, that you can see this report at the Anderson Economic Group website, and actually we have past year's reports, and you can look state by state. Mm-hmm. Each state has some different mix, but if you look at Indiana, relatively low property taxes, relatively low income taxes, and just all around a very competitive state. Ohio used to have a really bad business tax, and they've reduced that, and that's how they've gotten to be competitive with us.
Mm. Is that something we should be doing here, in your view, reducing property taxes on businesses?
The personal property tax is a particularly bad tax in Michigan. A lot of people don't realize that every chair, every computer, every machine, not to mention office furnishings, and even a junkyard dog is taxed under the personal property tax in Michigan. We've done some reform on that. A lot of businesses are able to escape that, but still we have a personal property tax that a lot of citizens don't know about that makes it expensive to do business here. Mm. Fundamentally, we need to get rid of that. I think one of the bright spots is we have no graduated income tax in Michigan. So quite a bit of business tax is actually paid into Michigan through the taxes that people pay on their personal income tax. So, you know, if you're a business owner like I am, I own a share in Anderson Economic Group. Earnings from Anderson Economic Group get taxed to the state through an individual income tax.
Patrick Anderson, CEO and founder of Anderson Economic Group, right here on 1320 WILS. Patrick, thank you very much.
Good to talk with you.
Yep, enjoyed it.